It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by Felix Gray. Protect yourself from migraines, dry eyes, and blurry vision. If you're like us, you're staring at your phones all day, you're staring at your computer all day, your eyes start bleeding, your brain starts leaking out of your fucking eye sockets and out of your nose.
Oh, I got stabbed in the eye with a fork last night.
That's not good. Yeah. You know what? If you were a pair of Felix Gray, would have protected me. You. Yeah. So don't get stabbed in the eye with forks. Wear your Felix Gray computer glasses. Go to felixgray.com/rundown. You can try a pair for free and you can discover a smarter way to work. It blocks out like the UV rays and the blue light affects your vision and hurts your eyes and makes you go blind, and they will stop you from being stabbed by forks. It's felixgray.com/rundown. We begin, by the way, Dave's out, fight's in, KFC Radio reunion. KFC Radio quickie tomorrow, me and Big Cat talking all things Rappaport and life at Barstool. So we begin with Rappaport. He spent the day on First Take, or I don't know which one, the Shannon Sharp.
Undisputed and then Coward.
So he's doing the Fox Sports car wash.
This is the last Coward, place it allows him.
Basically, it's like the last place on earth that can deal with Rappaport. Notably,
he fits in well there, I think. I hope he gets a job. Well, I mean, just yelling nonsense.
I turned it on. I was about to leave my house. I turned it on for like 10 minutes, and they were just going in on LeBron versus MJ, like very serious.
It's actually perfect to leave here and go do an MJ LeBron argument. It's like, okay.
And then they did that for an hour, and then they had Rappaport on, and they did it again.
Yep.
And one of the big reasons why LeBron will never beat Michael Jordan is because social media. We didn't discuss it every day. You saw what you saw. And you took it as you saw it. And you saw perfection. You saw greatness time after time. Maybe his jump shot wasn't that good when he first came in the league, but we didn't have to watch it on Instagram every single night.
So it's one of those days. He was on Coward and notably was saying he's the most disruptive guy in the world. He can give it. He can take it as good as he can give it and dish it. And that he currently is going 15 rounds with us.
One day, literally go on the internet, there's all sorts of controversy with you. Come out here like Jake LaMotta in his prime.
Yeah, apparently you upset one of those website things or something, right?
I don't mention them on you. That's why I upset him in the first place.
So you're done that at that place?
Yeah, man.
You're just out of that place?
Yeah.
They offended them?
Oh, yeah, I offended them. I offended the Big Tough offenders. They got offended easy.
Okay, so you offended them and they said we can't deal with your offensive remarks.
Yeah, I'm the most offensive. I'm the most disruptive.
Well, I bring you on the show because you are a little bit of a disruptor.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking
of... You gotta be able to take it as well as give it.
Yet, within like 25 seconds, he lawyered up and called his lawyers and cried about our clown t-shirts that we're selling. A ton of. We're selling a ton of fucking t-shirts. So I don't know if that qualifies as like, you know, you're in a slobber knocker 15 round battle if you call your lawyers right away, bro. I thought you were cooler than that. I thought you were tougher than that. I thought you talked more shit than that. If you're the king of shit talk, wouldn't you make a Portnoy t-shirt right now?
Right.
Wouldn't the Rappa Pack be able to go toe-to-toe with us or something like that?
Well, you call your lawyers? Because none of us have herpes. That's a tough red mark.
You do need some element of that on your t-shirt, yeah.
I came to the conclusion.
Dave, I pizza eye herpes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a quick one. Herpes, real herpes for life. That was fixed.
I came to the conclusion, though, that Rappaport is like, he's a less talented, less funny version of Dave in the fact that he's never been in an argument he didn't think he won. So, like, he actually is waking up every morning being like, I kicked ass.
Nailed it.
I kicked ass on the internet.
That's like, you're making me sad. You're bringing the mood down.
Like, but I'm sorry. He actually is walking around today being like, I wrecked those guys.
Good,
it's insane.
Good. You know what? Good.
He does. I mean, that makes sense because I've never seen someone with like less self-awareness.
Yeah, right.
Ability to self-evaluate than him.
He has no like gauge of what's going on.
No,
he's like so miscalibrated.
Yes.
Where it's just like, okay, you won, dude. And it's better this way. Go on.
Yeah.
Go work with Fox Sports or go. You know, just go on your own. Good for you.
It was great because he did. He made a point to bring up the fact. He's like. And look, you know, a lot of people don't know. I look 37. A lot of people don't know. I'm 47.
I'm 47. I look great.
Oh,
I look
so you
great.
Heard us calling you a big, big fucking bowl of mashed potatoes with loose skin. We're like you're not a white dude, Rappaport. You're fucking gray.
You're a gray dude.
You are a dead person. That's what your age is. You look 37. You look dead.
There's like race baiting. It's because he's not white. He's not black.
Gray.
He's gray.
He's his own minority. Yeah.
He checks a box. Gray.
I seriously do think there's something behind the fact that he was like in a 5-day fast in the middle of all this.
Was he?
Yeah. Like, if you follow him on Instagram, like, his, like, he's been fasting.
Why would he do that? Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Probably for this Fox News appearance. Fucking know. Probably because he's on TV today.
He's been fasting, and, like, that definitely plays into the fact that he's lost his mind. Like, if you don't
you go crazy.
You go crazy.
You go crazy. What a weirdo. Yeah. On to real celebrities. Jay-Z is in hot water.
That was the meanest part of all of it.
Yeah.
Good, right? Classic internet thing here. A picture of Jay-Z's, was it dinner or a club?
I forget where it was. It was a club.
So he was out, and a picture of his receipt leaked, and he had a $91,000 bill. He only tipped like 10 or 11 grand, and everyone's kind of freaking out about that. The thing is, it was one of those like tip included. Like it was already itemized on the receipt. It wasn't like right in. So I think he just like signed and paid his bill. I guess people are thinking he should have gone above and beyond.
But usually those how much are those bottles?
Usually those included tips are like 18%, not 20%.
Right. I think they were like, I forget. We'll have to get the recipe, the receipt.
Liz,
up,
how much are those bottles?
The total for the check was $80,000.
But do you know how much each bottle was?
There were some $1,200 bottles. I see one for $50,000.
I mean, one bottle for $50,000?
That's right there. Tells you everything.
So like, he was there for probably 2 minutes, and they brought out one bottle.
I don't know.
Right. They brought out four bottles.
I'm a big tipper. I'm a big
grab a mic.
About this too. A lot of times at clubs, she asked me earlier, they build in the 18, and then you do an extra on top of it.
So Dave was saying that they itemize, they build in the 18, but then you're supposed to do another.
It's already built in.
Right.
It's like you guarantee 18%, and then they're like, here's an extra line.
And you do that.
Put more money on.
Do you put more money on?
Do you usually do that?
Yeah, I do. But it's, so if mine,
do you try to make it like 2%?
It's like $5,000. I'll leave like an extra, like, I don't know,
a couple hundred,
$500 or something.
Right.
See, so you should fill in a little extra.
But the thing with this is, so
if you're Jay-Z, I would think so.
He didn't get like different. I'm a big tipper. I'm always an advocate of that. But like, she only brought over 40 bottles. It's like 40 beers. Like they're just like, she's not mixing drinks. She's not doing things. I think it was 40 bottles in total.
That sounds like a lot to me. 40 bottles.
$11,000 is a lot.
Like, but like, it's just like you're just bringing it over and handing it. Like it's a pop bottle, and like they're pouring themselves the drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
You're really not doing anything. You're getting $11,000 to really.
I hear that, but that's like, that's just not how it goes though. It's like it's percentage based. I get it. It's like, did you really earn your money? Were you like cooking and mixing? No, but I think she's just like, here's the money. Here's the percentage. You didn't give me that.
But see, I'm a big tipper too. But like when you order shots, if you order 10 shots and they're $10 a shot, like I'll tip, you know, whatever. Or my math's off. But like, there's a point where you just tip a lot of money and it's a lot of money, and like the 20% kind of
disappears.
Floating, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean,
$11,000 is a lot of money.
I think the real issue, the real lesson. It's always got to be 20%.
I don't know. I'm a big tipper. I'm a big tipper, but just because I'm so bad at math, like I don't want to be embarrassed about how long it takes me to do it, so I just throw down this big number and I'm out. I think that $11,000 for 40 bottles is fair.
But don't you think
nobody is saying that $11,000 is not a lot of money. It's that it's not 20%.
So if you go to a bar,
it's not a shame against him or saying. Pointing the finger and saying, you know, you should have done this. That's not what this is about. It's about if you go out and you spend $40,000, $50,000, just leave the appropriate. You have the money to spend that money. You have the money to leave 20%.
But do you think that waitress is walking home being like, I should have got $13,000 and I only got $11,000.
And it's not happy, right?
Liz, let me ask you a question though. You go to a bar and you're like, let me get five bottles of Bud Light. And the bartender goes and just opens up five bottles of Bud Light. Do you tip 20% on that?
Absolutely.
I give him like $3. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because it's
like I do 20% on like bills.
Right.
On a restaurant bill or like a big drinks bill. But if it's just a quick transaction at a bar, it's like $2-$3.
So I feel like if you just brought out four bottles,
if I'm getting food delivered, I also leave at least 20%. And the thing of it is that
we don't. 20% in a cab.
Yes. We don't know what Jay-Z left because it's very likely that was automatically added to his bill when he could have left. You know, money on top. So
that is the weirdest part of all this.
This
they always cut off the bottom part where
they also don't know cash. Like people leave cash all the time. Like I'll do that if there's a bill. Right. If there's like 15%, I'll throw in a couple bucks. Right.
And the idea is that it's just basically people across the board should tip 20%. This isn't an attack on Jay-Z. It's for somebody who was in the hospitality industry for a long time. A lot of people don't leave.
But what was it, 18%?
15.
It's 15.
Right. 15%.
I'm just not into bill shaming.
It was $11,000.
Yeah. It was
$11,000 for 40 bottles.
But if this is a chick who's at, like, you work at a place where, like, everybody is a baller, then like it all becomes relative.
But I'm
also, she's not taking home $11,000. Like I took home 32% of what I made. So if somebody left a $1,000 tip, I would take home $330 from that after you tip out. And you,
okay, so she's taking home $4,000.
Which is, again, a lot of money.
To just pop bottles.
I'm anti-Bill Shorten. I'll just say that. But you don't know.
But that's the bigger point is that, like, if I ever have a receipt ever again, I'm going to make sure. You know this is going to happen. This is the thing on the internet.
Right.
Receipts always go viral.
But the problem is you don't.
Well, that was tacky of the server.
Oh, look at John Feidelberg last night. He only gave me 20 bucks. It should have been 25.
Viral like a Jay-Z thing.
But it'll go within our world.
Yeah.
Right.
And she shouldn't have done that. That was a bad thing.
Right. It's bullshit because, one, you don't know if you left cash. Two, you don't know. Like, if you're spending $80,000, the service better be fucking impeccable.
What if that waitress sucked?
Right.
What if she spilled the drink on Beyonce's dress?
Right. Right. So that's why I'm anti-bill shaming.
It's like, she might be dead.
Right.
This was more, for me, a perfect, like, everybody just tipped 20% when you're out there. This wasn't an attack on Jay-Z. He's a fucking king. It wasn't about him. It was, hey, this reminds me, everybody out there, please tip 20%.
Right. I think everyone knows that. It's just like, when it gets to $11,000,
you think you're good.
I don't tip 20 if the service is bad. If the service is bad, I'll tip 15.
I tip 20, but like, if I have an $11,000 tip, if I'm going to look at that, I'm probably going to go, this chick probably put 40 bottles. She's good with $11,000.
Yeah.
We move on to Black China. She used to spend her time in the strip clubs. Now she's Rob Kardashian's ex. She was a famous stripper. Rappers used to rap about her. She became Rob Kardashian's wife so that she was in the mix with them for a little bit. This video, somebody leaked a sex tape of her. And Black Twitter is just roasting her for how bad of a blowjob she gave. I don't think it was all that bad.
Okay, thank God. Right?
I'm sitting here like, yo, maybe I've like never gotten good head in my whole life. Because I would have been A-OK with that.
Right.
If you get vertical, if you bang your head upside down.
You going Spider-Man good blowjob? Right.
Yeah, and I like... And also, when she was, like, that whole thing disappeared. So, like, yeah, there was some times where she
there
was
kind of
nibbling.
There was a lot of it. There was a lot of it.
But there was a lot of it, and at one point, it was all gone. I never got that happen. So, I am okay with Black China.
I'll take the Black China blowjob any day of the week. I think it's like a little different. Like, you watch, like, you know, a porn with a black gal on it.
It's different.
It's different. They are
on Black Twitter, they're loud and proud.
I was gonna say they're I would call them boisterous.
Yes.
The tweets were so like, funny.
It sounds like that thing a dentist sticks in your mouth.
Like, yes.
You're just like, what are you doing to that thing, sweetheart?
Oh my God, the thirsty thing. Yes.
The tweets though about it were so funny. Like, you know, a bunch of chicks just being like, Black China's got like jewelry and cars, and here I am deep throating for free. It's just like
shit. Somebody was like, this is why they go to white girls, because the girls like you giving head like that. I was like, Jesus.
There was one that was like all the brothers watching Black, like praying that they never get head from Black China. And it was the clip of Gordon Hayward snapping his ankle.
And they all turn
and
away.
All the guys being like, and then like getting in a huddle and like being like, oh my God.
Yo,
like,
all right. Okay. I mean, fine then. Leave her for me. I don't know. Like, it seemed okay to me. China. Yeah. And you know what I bet?
Cultural difference.
I mean, I'm not going to say it was like the best ever. I thought it was fine. I bet you Black China drops her own video soon being like, because, you know, maybe that was just like getting into the swing of things.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
I bet
that was
like,
foreplay.
When I'm the esophagus.
Right. This is like, you know, when the game gets cooking, you know, this is how I really throw it out.
Again, though, like if you just get up, if you get vertical,
that's a good visual. And it doesn't matter what else happens, really. Although, did you see the other clip where, I don't know if this is too much of the rundown, but like he's trying to like, I think it's too much for a rundown.
The answer is no, because I have not. Whatever you're about to say, I don't know what's coming.
Funny. It's funny. From we'll talk. All right, on to Louisville. They've had their wins vacated. Their Final Four and their championship from 2013 has been vacated. Everything from 11 to 15, I believe,
something like that. So 13 titles gone.
Whenever people vacate, I don't give a fuck. It's like.
So Pepe Silvia like never lived?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the dumbest thing you can do.
In court when they're like, that's inadmissible, strike it from the record, and you're supposed to just pretend you didn't hear it. Okay, you didn't win the championship.
The only thing it does is that it just lets fans trash talk. Because fans can be like, that doesn't exist.
Right, so now he only has however many rings instead of that.
And it's like, Louisville never won a title.
Right.
That the Kentucky fans can now say that to Louisville, and it will probably piss them off.
Right.
But in terms of like, you can't erase memories yeah. of like, oh wow, I you know celebrated that title. Now I can't.
I can see Mark Emery just coming around like fucking zapping everybody, yeah. the whole fucking country, just to make sure the NCAA is right and they never won.
And the best part about the whole story is that Rick Pitino has a stupid fucking tattoo on the back of his shoulder.
Yep.
It's like, I mean,
it's that tough. Guy it's particularly tough for Louisville, like when your symbol, your hand symbol, is an L. And like now it everyone just can just
you better never lose, that. Bro.
Was,
never
that, was lose. That L facing the right way? Yeah, right?
To you it is. No, to them it is.
I'd love to get, not to tie everything together, but I'd love to get Rick Pitino's thoughts on Black China's dick sucking.
I mean, he would finish faster than ever.
Yeah, that, yeah. We wouldn't get to the vertical part. We don't make those
you
jokes
get vertical.
I would call it a vertical. We're very, very gentle with it for the rundown. It's a face bang is what it is.
Yeah, it's a skull fuck. It's a skull fuck.
Well, all right, well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. So he's like, he's fucking her, and he wants to finish, and he's trying to like give her a facial, and she's literally like, no, no, get away from me. Get away from me. Yeah. I was like, all right, well, that's not exactly the kinkiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
He's like, getting up in her face, and she's like, no! That's funny.
Like the Wicked Witch of the West, like, I can't get come on me, no!
Melts into a pile of whatever their ass is, just latex left, or ass implants.
How did this video even come out?
You know, I'm thinking it's probably Kris Jenner or something, right? Like, who knows? I would have
how
to
does
imagine,
anything in the world
I would have to imagine Rob Kardashian.
So it's like trying to leave Scientology. This. Trying to leave the Kardashians. You just can't get out. They'll
but
just
like,
fucking
I don't know.
Kill you.
If I'm Black China, I want to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Ride that Kardashian wave. After show time. It's your boy Big Ev. Big Ev was in the building. Big Ev is the Barstool Ohio State Viceroy who his head is just shaped like not a human.
It's a watermelon.
It's
like starts like this. Like,
it looks like he is just storing food in there for winter. And he's a funny guy. He's a charismatic dude. So he got catfished. Somebody from Michigan texted him pretending to be Gaz, said that he has a job interview at Barstool HQ. He kept the texts were all very official. It was like, fly out to New York.
Bring your best.
Bring your receipts. We'll fucking reimburse you. Bring the heat. We're looking for the most charismatic personalities. And your boy Big Ev was so excited. He's chronicling his trip to New York. Selfie videos, walking down the streets of Manhattan.
What's good? It's your boy Big Ev. We're back with the Morning Mac. Your boys in the Big Apple, baby. We here. Big day today. City of dreams. Wake up today and make your motherfucking dreams come true. Don't take no from nobody. Make this shit happen. So much can change so fast. You have the power to make the change. Life is so beautiful. This is what's so beautiful about life, is that you can make your life anything you want it to be. You want to be a fucking actor? You want to be a movie star? Go chase that. You want to be a lawyer, doctor? Make that shit happen. Let's go. Whatever you want to do, make it happen. Just put your heart and soul into that shit and let the chips fall where they may. Damn, shit's crazy, baby. Let's go.
You can achieve your dreams. You can make life into whatever you want it to be. It's beautiful out here. Walks in and who text you probably... Had to break the news that he was, you know, no, dude, this is not.
Oh, man. It was rough. I was laughing in his face, too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's funny as shit, dude.
I actually, listen, in the long run, I think this is, like, the best thing that could happen to him.
Ever.
He's got, like, that was.
He's going to get a job.
That was his interview, and I thought he handled it, like, he just laughed at himself and was like, what did he say? Your boy Big Ev, I'm the biggest sucker in the world.
What's good? It's your boy Big Ev, a.k.a. the biggest sucker in the world. Just got back to the train all the way back home. Long story short. Gaz hit me up last week to tell me to come in for an interview, fly home to New York this weekend, come in for the interview today, Hawaiian on, chin up, resumes in hand, head held high. Wasn't real. Got played. Whoever played me, God bless you. You faked the shit out of me. Got me to fly my ass from Columbus all the way to fucking New York to come in to look the biggest jerk off in the world.
So I think this is a good thing, but in the moment when this guy... walks in when he realizes it, that is like got to be the worst feeling in the world. Like I would
well,
want to die.
Well, it's tough too because I come in pretty late, so maybe he hung around for a little while. But like his whole video coming here was like, "Don't take no from nobody." And then,
yeah, make your dreams come
true. As I understand it, like, they were like, "No," and he just walked out.
Yeah,
he took no from
everybody.
15 minutes.
Yeah, so he took no pretty quickly.
You never even met Dave.
No. But I mean, honestly, how can you be that stupid, dude? Like,
well, I mean, I guess like he never heard from you. There was never any sort of like other confirmation other than these random texts. But I don't know if like I'm trying to just
I put feel myself like in those if shoes. I was
if somebody was like it's Gaz and Gaz text runs the voice Viceroy stuff, but Gaz runs all social media. Like I heard from
I'd
him.
Probably call.
I would have I would have texted and been like any tips or anything right. like that. Right. Like follow up. Be like,
I get that, but I also just don't think it's outside the realm of possibility that you would just be like, okay, I'm coming.
No, I think I would
be a little more diligent.
Find a second source or two. You know, I wouldn't Ron Borges this whole thing.
Right.
But
that's the lesson here.
It's a chance. Rogue There's text, a chance man. I could show up, I guess. I'd like to think I wouldn't, but you never know.
Right. The fact that he showed up to this dream interview in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts.
Love it.
He was so confident.
I mean, across the country, I mean,
love it.
Kind of have to respect that.
The craziest thing is he will get a job. Because Barstool is the weirdest world in that we are simultaneously the hardest place to get a job and the easiest place to get a job.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it is so hard to get in, but if you do something stupid or get catfished, Dave's probably going to give him a full-time salary.
Yeah, no.
And just
I mean,
like,
we've seen this before. You know, you make Dave, like, chuckle. I mean, I was about to talk about it on radio yesterday, and he was like, no, stop. What is that? Oh. Dave was like, no, don't talk about it. I have to blog this first. I was like, oh, that's it. Big Ev's going to work here. If you get to Dave's brain, like, to that extent, that's it.
Big Ev is good. Yeah, Big Ev is going
to
work
He's kind of like a Michael Rapaport light. Only
well,
heavy.
Let's not. I mean, I don't know enough about Big Ev to say that he's.
A lot of the videos I saw.
I watched the video.
A lot of yelling about hoes and bitches and pussies. And
telling people to run up on him.
Okay, then you're right.
Yeah, like you know, come run up on me in public.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't see that one.
He was like,
come up on me, I'll be drowning in pussy with
these
hoes.
Right, yeah, right. Like, okay, Big Ev.
With that pear head.
Yeah. But hey,
it's just not a human head.
Yeah, like irrational confidence plays
goes
sometimes.
A long way, man.
Yeah, as long as you're not like truly a psycho like Michael Rapaport, like it could actually be funny.
Yeah, like there is a little bit of there is an opening in the Barstool psycho department right now.
Right, so, Tex is too concussed to fight in Rough and Rowdy, so we need another Tex to start.
I feel like that head could take some punches. In rough
yeah,
rowdy.
That actually is like I mean. If Big Ev fights Rough Rowdy, he probably has a job. Like, it's so fucked
let's
up.
Let's set that
like,
precedent. If, this you, is if, now, you just throw, if you sacrifice your body physically, you can work here.
The precedent's kind of been set. It's like, I don't really know. I mean, I heard rumblings.
The horse is out of the barn on that
Someone
one.
Tweeted me that Pirate, like, asked me, can you confirm if Pirate Simon is fighting? What is that
Lou,
about?
Lou definitely put that offer out.
What is that about?
Yeah, Lewis was tweeting with Simon. He said, I have an offer for you. And then Simon had a screenshot of the text message. And he's like, talk to me on the terms. So Simon's like entering
Simon
into it.
Back in my life. I can't have
Simon.
It.
Simon was the weirdest shit Simon ever used
Big
to
Ev.
Do. Was he would email me when we were back in Milton. He'd email me. He sat in the back of the office. I sat in the front. He'd email me, immediately get up from his desk, walk over to me, go, do you see my email? And I was like, Simon, I haven't even refreshed my Gmail yet. No, man. So I would refresh it, and then he'd just stand there and wait for me to read it.
Oh, yeah,
what's the point of the email?
And I was like, no, dude, I don't want your family's beef jerky. I'm good. Thank you.
No,
I could use Pirate Simon back in the mix.
Oh my
if
god!
If he fought in a pirate outfit,
that's true.
I mean, there are definitely
these are things you can pay people for to do temporarily,
right? For just one time.
Like, I feel like we don't.
No, I. Oh yeah, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Not everything needs to be for life. For life
no, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying
you need a 401k for this. I'm not saying you should do it. We'll give you 10 grand.
Yeah, I'm not saying he needs to be back in our lives like working here. I'm just saying if
he like chops his leg off and has an actual peg leg, he can work here.
Another option.
A real peg leg.
Or buys a parrot. And just walks around with a real live parrot. These are all options.
Lewis says it's 50-50 right now.
50-50. I feel like Pirate Simon does this, though. He gets like, he every now and then he pops up and he's like, oh, maybe I'll make a comeback.
Yeah, but then he'll be like, you know, no, I need like my own desk.
Although, I don't know if we still have the video. The video that like someone tweeted us, again, back in the day when Simon was still an intern. Simon was a bartender at night, I guess, and his girlfriend would come
feeding him salads.
Feed him
I remember
salads.
That. I remember
that. She'd sit
at
the bar and feed him salads.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wait a minute.
It was like a picture of his girlfriend feeding him a salad.
Like spooning him the food.
Yes.
I doubt we.
Why?
Yeah.
I doubt we still have it because like we put it on our YouTube.
Like leaning over the fucking bar?
He's probably lost in the dev mess, but yeah.
Holy shit, please tell me we were going to recover that. Yeah. Find a way. Wow.
And also when Dave said that he saw Pirate Simon at Fenway like stopping and like taking pictures with everyone and being like
he's
the mayor.
Rock star. weird goddamn world. Big
I kinda like I got a weird soft spot for Simon. I don't know what it is. He's just like something about him is like I just want him to keep coming back. Just every now and then.
This world is too weird. Alright, that's the rundown.